The Volume.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bet with any college basketball bet. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code Shannon. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your parts is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Wednesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
The average penis size around the world.
Oh, whoa. You gotta give me what you talk about.
That's what I'm saying. Check this out, Ocho. I'm just reading. Hey,
come on,
the messenger. The average penis size around the world are revealed, and the U.S. is nowhere near the top 10. As a matter of fact, the U.S. isn't even in the top 50. The men of Ecuador supposedly have the biggest penis in the world, while the men from Cambodia purportedly have the smallest. The average male penis in Ecuador is 6.93 inches.
But what the hell happened to me?
You know, you're born from Ecuador. You know, you're born in Ecuador. You ain't know that, don't you? Yeah, man. I just been holding on to that because I ain't want people to judge me. Because if this ever came out, Ocho, I know people gonna look at me different.
See,
that's why I ain't tell nobody.
I'm trying to see. I've always been comfortable in my skin. I'm okay, you know. We family. So I'm just curious when it comes to the chart. How do they even do the studies for this to even know?
I mean, hey,
because ain't nobody hit me by measurements or nothing. So how do they even know? Like I don't even sound right. I think that might be made up.
Hey. You know what I'm saying? They called me the other day. They had a tape measure. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I ain't going to do the long jump. You know I ain't do the long jump. Right. That man got.
Okay.
Yeah, Ocho.
Yeah, Ocho. No.
They say, what you got over there? What? No, 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 no. I want you to that. Whoa!
Hey, what you doing? What the hell you doing? Goddamn tape measure, man. Hell no. Hey, time out, man. Time out. Man, where you get the goddamn tape measure from, man?
I'm just saying, Ocho, you know what I'm saying? That when they came over here, they left it. They said you could keep it.
Oh, shoot.
But, hey,
listen, I don't know. I don't know where I was at, man. Was, you know, when God, I mean, listen, obviously, I based on those studies, man, God is blessed many around the world. I don't know. I might have been in line at McDonald's when he was, you know, passing out those blessings because, you know, he skipped right on past me, but he blessed me in other areas of life. I'm funny. I look all right. I'm considered medium ugly. If I get a haircut, I'm a strong 7.5. I have a great personality. Mm-hmm. I'm really good with money. I can help you balance a checkbook. I could do that. Other than that, you know, just that one area. And that's probably when I always thought about it. Yeah, I think about it, why everybody left me throughout all the years. I think that might have been the common denominator, boss.
That's it?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Like, yeah. It's one thing. Yeah, I'm very funny. You know, when you're funny, you can laugh a woman right out of drawers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, see, that's the problem. When you laugh.
Like, you be like, oh, you're so great. Yeah, you're great.
Hey, listen, it's one thing. You can laugh. You can laugh right out of drawers.
Yeah, for sure.
But when she get what she got, she ain't coming back.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. So it just it's rough. I've had a rough life. But I've smiled through it all. I've smiled through the pain, and most of the times I wear shades to keep from crying.
Ocho, 10 of the top 20 countries are African countries.
Okay, I'm African. So you what happened
boy,
to me?
You know your boy. You know your boy Ecuadorian and Nigeria. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But no, nah, but they do these. They have studies that come around, and you know, right. I think the most famous was probably Masters and Johnson. Have you ever heard of Masters and Johnson?
No.
Or the Kinsey Report.
I know it. That sounds familiar. The Kinsey Report sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Damn.
But man, the USA is 60th. With 5.75, researchers in Germany reviewed more than 40 recent studies involving thousands of men.
Well, we need to understand who they researching, because they ain't nobody talk to me, because I'm not believing I'm at the bottom of the list. Fuck that. Yeah. Excuse my language. I'm sorry.
It is what it is, Ocho.
Hey. It is. It is. It's all good. It's
you know,
all good.
You know, old Shake. You know, old Shake. Yeah, one thing about old Shake.
Yeah. You good?
He got a lot of faults, but that ain't it.
I don't know how I keep a happy home, but
you know what I'm saying?
I do what I can.
Yeah, you put that baby D on him. Did that, you know, that baby D work.
Hey,
man, Ocho, you need help, man.
Hey, man, listen, it is what it is, man. It's good. It's good to be in a space where I can be honest. It's a sensitive topic for many, and many try to hide it. And, you know, for me to sit here and be vulnerable and share with y'all some of my shortcomings in life, I appreciate y'all not laughing. I appreciate y'all not making fun of me, because, I mean, it's been mentally draining throughout the years for me. I've been very cautious and kind of scared, you know, in a sense. And
yeah,
I've been able to overcome it. And I found someone that at least pretends they like it. So I'm not sure.
Ocho, a Snickers tastes the same whether you got the fun size or king size. You know what I'm saying? It's a Snickers.
I mean,
it might take you a lot of them to get to that one king size, but you might have to eat the whole bag. You know what I'm saying, Ocho? You might have to give it a, whole bag, Ocho. I'm just saying. Instead of popping that one king size, you know what I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right.
But hey, listen, if you stop eating McDonald's, another 6 centimeters.
Nah, that ain't gonna happen.
You done stunted your growth.
Listen, I went and got a consultation. You know, I was finna go to Dr. Miami.
Yeah,
I went and saw, but I saw the price. I was like, nah, it ain't worth it.
You remember when you was growing up and you got your teeth pulled and they say if you don't put your tongue in, it'll come back a gold tooth.
Right.
Yeah. You're like, damn. Every time you don't put your tongue in it, like ain't no gold tooth gonna come down.
At all.
You done ate that McDonald's, Ocho.
I'm good. But listen, I'm already 46. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm already 56.
Yeah.
So I thought about it, and this is where I hit you with, where we just talked about when you try to relive some of the stuff you did in the old days. So I'm on the back end of the fun times. I'm on the back end. That them days over. So now, if I found somebody and they're willing to settle down with me and we have a child, we got kids.
Yeah.
So there's really no point in me to revert and go back and improve in that area.
I thought about it,
I went to do my consultation with Dr. Miami. And I was like, you know, I'm trying to better myself in the area of horizontal and vertical activity. And I saw the numbers. I was like, well, I don't think this is worth it. This don't make no sense to me. I ain't paying for that. And then I got to wait 6 weeks or 8 weeks before I heal. Yeah. And then I got to buy.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm good. So.
You know, you get old, you know, it ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, you get old, it ain't, you know, we don't.
Right. I ain't had no issues yet, but I feel.
I ain't got no issues either. You know what I'm saying, Ocho? I'm just saying. Yes, hey, man, that thing get, hey. I put one of them diamonds in that thing on one of them diamonds, Ocho. Man, you know, when I was young, Ocho, like I was about 17, 18.
Yeah.
That thing get right, I pass out. All the blood rush down there, leave my head. I lied to you, Ocho. I swear. I just wake up, she on top of me, Ocho. I'm just saying, Ocho, that's how it happened.
Oh, man. Damn. I like this. Hey, that's, boy. There would be no other platform where we could share this information with y'all, man. And I just want to thank y'all for tuning in and dealing with the bull. I'm glad I could just share this with y'all, man. And I just ask that y'all don't make fun of me. That's it. Don't tweet me.
Yeah, don't tweet me. Don't tweet me.
I'm being vulnerable. And showing that there's some guys that can relate to my story. There's some guys that can relate to my story. And if I can come forward, and like you can too. If you part of the itty bitty committee, I'll let your boy.
Yeah. Whoo. Well, y'all have y'all convention. I don't know nothing about that. It was just me, Jordan. That's a conversation I don't need to have. This week, Nightcap Tales, questions.
Itty bitty committee. Itty bitty committee.
Oh, okay. Speaking of Nightcap After Dark, Ocho, you posted a video today on Twitter of your new gift, Rail Got You. You wrote, Rail got me a new toilet so I won't pee on the seat at night.
You see that thing light up?
Yeah. You just not getting that?
Yeah. See, I used to pee on the seat and then she would go sit on the seat and it'd be wet.
Ocho, get you a urinal.
So now I gotta I just aim for the light. Now if I aim for the light, there's no way I can miss it, even if it's dark.
Nah, y'all need to get a two thing system.
What you mean?
I mean y'all have two toilets in there. Get a urinal. Just get a urinal.
It's a bidet next to that. You just can't see it.
I took that bidet out of there.
You did? Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to do too much.
I ain't that lazy. I can wash my own butt.
Okay. I ain't trying to do too much in there though.
Yeah, hell nah. So check this out, Ocho.
Yeah.
This week's Nightcap Tales questions of the week is, what is something minor that can ruin your day? Let's check out some of the answers.
Oh, this is nice. I like that.
Kyler Austin 17. My pocket's getting caught on the door handle. Yep. That happens. Laney underscore Ray. When I get home, sit down to eat my food, take out the order wrong or missing extra salt. Yeah, man. You know what, Ocho? If I'm close by, I drive right back up there on the ass. I drive right there.
For real?
Hell yeah.
Oh, hell nah.
Now, I done told y'all, hey, when I would go, I'm like, okay, simple. Let me get the McNuggets, large fry, super large fry, ketchup, honey, sweet and sour.
Wait, you're really drive back though?
Messed up my order. Going right back up there.
Oh, man.
I don't know why, first of all. I don't know why them employees, it's not your store. Why do you care if you give me an extra ketchup or you give me an extra sauce? It's not yours.
They don't do that at McDonald's. You see what I mean?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, no, they do. I drive right back up there and go right back through the drive-thru. I say I'm missing sauce. I'm missing my fries. I sure right. do.
So you been to McDonald's?
I have, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we got you. You on the right side of the track now. Come on now. Come on now.
Jenny L. Marie R. say, hey, have a minute to chat. You already know it's going to take longer than that. Somebody say, you got a minute to chat. Did I catch you at a bad time? Don't ask me if you caught me at a bad time, because the answer is yes, you did.
Yep.
Yeah, you know what? I was just getting ready to check out the refrigerator light. Can I call you back? You know what I'm saying? Don't joke.
I hate when somebody say, can I ask you a question? Well, you just started with one already.
Yes.
So you might as well just ask what you would just ask what you want to ask. I hate
you already
that.
Up here now.
I'm sorry to bother you. Well, no, why are you doing
not.
It?
No, you're not.
I'm sorry to bother you.
That's okay, what I get doing? At. That's what I get at when I'm getting if I'm out to eat and yeah. somebody say, you know, I really hate to bother you. You know, I know you don't like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yet here you are. I mean, but yeah, you know
I don't do nobody like that.
This is what people will do. They'll wait till they eat their dinner.
Right.
I watch them, Ocho. They wait till they eat their dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to bother you, Mr. Sharp. Do you mind taking a picture? Why don't you leave your dinner and come ask that? Why you right. wait till you ate? Oh, you didn't want your food to get cold, huh? You want to eat your nice hot meal.
But they want yours to get cold so you can take a picture. I know. Hey, yeah, I'm different.
That's what I'm gonna start doing. I'm gonna wait. Sooner they bring it out, this thing nice and hot. I'm like, hey, do you mind taking a picture with me?
So you're gonna interrupt them first?
Yep. That's what I'm about to start doing.
That's a good one.
Ms. Nikki Fab says, when you're thinking about leftovers all day, I mean, your mind is set on a specific thing for dinner, and you get home to find out somebody ate your damn food.
Well, you kind of already know who it is, depending on who in the household.
Yeah.
Depending on who in the household, you already know who ate your food.
When we were growing up, who had leftovers?
Left what? Over where? Over who?
And you better not. Well, first of all, if you did have leftovers, you already know. Like, if you had any kind of meat that was left over,
right?
My grandma was going to add some water and flour, and it was going to be some other fries. So whether it was pork chops, whether it was chicken, it did not matter.
Right.
Now, you better not eat that. Hey, if Granny put it in the refrigerator,
yeah,
don't you touch it.
Yeah.
You know how some people put, oh, do not eat, do not touch. You already know.
She ain't putting nothing on there.
If Mary Porter put that thing in the refrigerator,
uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. you eat it if you want to. Mary Porter had something for your ass. Man. 205 say bad driving. Coming home from work and my house a mess. Kids and husband been there all day. I don't like no messy house. I don't like no. Ooh, and you know what? I got one, Ocho.
What was that?
Women. I don't know what y'all be doing, but if y'all can use the bathroom, flush it. How you sit your ass down and get up and go?
Wait, women. What kind of women you been dating? Huh? I ain't never heard of that before.
Yes, flush the toilet. I don't want to see. Even if it, don't even like you know. Sometimes they'll wipe something off and just throw the toilet paper in. Flush right. that.
That's a new one. Huh? I'm just saying. I'm only speaking from experience.
Women lazy.
As far as that, You know, they want to hide that. They don't even want to let you know that they even been in the bathroom. So the fact that somebody even forgot the flush.
No, not when they cycle on. Not that.
I mean, just but in you general.
Know, they pee. That, and I don't want to hear you close the door when you pee.
It's been bad. Huh?
Look, I walk out real good. And hey, they go in the bathroom. If somebody go in the bathroom and start peeing, I go downstairs. I don't want to hear that.
That really bother you, huh?
Yeah. What? Every time I go in, I turn the water on.
Oh, just so they can't hear it?
Just so they can't hear. I ain't got no door, but ain't nobody going to tell you they heard Shannon Sharp pee. He went pee, and he had the door open. I turned the water on.
Hey, I'm curious, so you never had no woman pee on you?
Man, please, don't play them games.
No, I'm just saying, like the Arnold Palmer. Like, if she squirted, that's the Arnold Palmer.
No.
I'm going a little too far?
No, I know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you said you told me you had a raincoat now. You had rain boots, right?
Hey, as a matter of fact, I'm looking. I need to, you know what?
Miss be nasty. I'm just asking because that's equivalent to the same. That's really basically the same thing.
Man. Like
if you can't stand the sound or the sight of a woman actually doing that, then wouldn't that be a problem as well? I'm just curious.
I don't know, Ocho. I haven't found one of them old irrigation system yet, but I'm looking for one. They never know. I'm looking for one, Ocho. I ain't found one yet, but you know what I'm saying? I'm looking for the whole sprinkler. I'm looking for the sprinkler.
Boy, you said irrigation system. Man, I ain't heard that in so long.
I'm looking for that.
Hey, that's a good one. Hey, that's a good one right there.
I Robin 0428 said, when the sink is filled with dirty dishes.
Oh, wait, that's if you got kids. If you got kids, it's going to happen. That's inevitable. And then the kids going to argue on who day it is or who time it is to wash dishes. That's inevitable. Look here.
Ask my daughter. When I go home, I have my daughter on. I told my daughter, I said, look here, run the dishwasher, but I don't leave these dishes in here.
Right.
You put them up before you go to bed.
Okay.
That was when one of those times I was eating around the clock. So every 2 hours, every 2.5 hours, I was getting up. I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, dishwasher beeping.
Mm.
She sleep. I went in that room so hard, get your ass down here and unload these dishwashers.
You woke her up?
I told her before she was asleep.
Well, you like my grandma, boy. You like my grandma. If she tell me to do something before I go to bed and it's not done and I'm sleeping, that's one of the worst for you. Hey, Chad, I know y'all can relate to that. Your mama wake you up in the middle of the night because you've got to do something she told you to do before you went to sleep, and then wake you up to do it. You be dead tired and be like, you woke me up for that?
Look here.
And it'd be something so simple.
If Mary Porter told you to do something before you went to bed.
Right.
She gonna shut down on your ass. She ain't gonna wake you up. She gonna wake you up framing on you. You best believe it. Because see, ass whipping the jar of your memory. You could be dead asleep. Granny shut down on you with that extension cord of that broom. God dang it, I forgot to take that trash out. God dang it, I forgot to wash that dishes. Jar your memory. Ass whipping to do that to you. Oh, hell no. Man, look here. I told her. What? Hey, you lucky. She didn't have to wash them by hands. All you got to do is put them in the dishwasher, put the tab in, close it, dishwasher doing all the work. Just dry them and put them up.
Right.
I ain't got to tell you to ask me for no money. I ain't got to ask you to go somewhere. I ain't got to ask you to do none of that. But I got a bet. Oh no! Oh no! That ain't gonna ever fly. Oh hell no! Nah.
Right.
That was my grandfather in me. He used to always tell us, "Hey boy, don't make me chew this food twice." But then you gonna chew it more than you gonna chew it about 15 times.
Right.
What he meant, don't make him repeat himself.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. I bet I had to tell her no more.
I'm gonna use
she
that.
Lucky. She lucky. By that time, I had done started to like, okay.
Right.
Starting getting on up there in age. She's 17. You know, okay. You have to sit down and have, I was like, baby, Kayla, my oldest, Kayla, you think I like yelling at you? You think I like being this way towards you? I said, baby, you're going to be a young lady. You would have to have responsibilities. That's all.
Right.
After a while, she got the message. Now, I don't even got to say nothing.
Right, 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 right.
Sometimes I'll put dishes in the sink just to see what she'll do. I come down in the morning.
The bitch is gone.
Either in the dishwasher or she done clean them and put them up. I said, yeah. Okay, okay, my baby. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, Avion the plumber, yes. Asking me questions during the game.
That's the worst, ain't it? But that's normally, but you got to be careful watching sporting events with people who are not used to it or haven't been to them.
Ocho.
How important is that for you to have someone you're dating that understands the game of basketball or the game of football? Because I know you don't want to hear it.
I ain't got no sound. I can't hear nothing. I can't either. Cause you talking.
Right, right.
Just go. But you know football. You can explain.
I know you hate that. What can I explain to you?
You know, if somebody's celebrating, they did something good. Touchdown, interception, fumble, return, recovery, a big hit. Okay. Come on now.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I really don't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Because what you think they're going to do here? Was that a catch? Who you like in this game? Is he better than Brady? You probably hate somebody asking you all these questions. Oh, you don't say, do you?
Yeah, and still ask them.
Yes! Oh,
you know if you're anywhere with football on, you know they drunk or they drinking. And you know what happened when people got liquor in their system? Oh, they going to talk to you now. Or they're going to talk to you and they're going to keep on going. They're going to keep on asking because they can't pay attention to your mannerisms and your aura and the signs of, you know what, I don't really want to be bothered. They can't tell.
You know, they ask Yocho,
huh?
If I'm bothering you, let me know. Ocho, who asked that question? Name the adult that will ask another adult, if I'm bothering you, let me know.
Let me know. Yeah. Hey, that's funny.
So, man.
That's funny.
Coley Cole 70, waking up late. Leon Stats _ baby mama. Kyla Austin, mom coming home mad and didn't do it. And I didn't do anything. Yeah, sometimes they have a bad day. You know, yeah, steel toe said waking up from a nap with 30 missed calls. Your girl think you hot cheating. Oh, you sleep now. Yeah, that's what normal functioning people do. They sleep. Mm-hmm. A lot of time they take nap. Mm-hmm. I bet you was on the phone with a bee. I hope she worth it. I was asleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You probably were thinking about it, though. Golly.
Damn. They kill you now.
People making Quang Fong 185. People making TikTok dance videos at public places. They be doing too much.
I haven't seen that yet. I've seen videos, but I haven't.
You know,
seen,
I've been very fortunate. Someone driving 25 in a 25 miles. Yeah, he's like,
oh, shit.
The GOAT 2022 for getting your lunch at home. Yeah, man, I just, whew. Yeah, you ain't sleep. I was sleep. You ain't never sleep when I was over there. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Anything, you can't do one thing.
That's that toxicity.
Ah, man, I...
Toxic.
Oh, you won't never go to the grocery store. Now all of a sudden you want to go to Whole Foods.
Right.
I was out of something, so I figured I'd stop by and get it. Or I stopped by Target.
Hmm.
Okay.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Wednesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Okay, Ocho, now it's time for your favorite segment. Favorite segment.
Yeah.
It is called Spelo Cinco.
Uh-oh, hold on. I got to put my hat on now.
Oh, that's Spelo Cinco. Oh, he about to get them all. Like, ladies and gentlemen, Spelling Bee. Yeah, that's him. Champion. Yeah, he got it right. That's it. That's how you spell it.
Chat, this one for y'all tonight, chat. This is for y'all tonight, chat.
Okay. Ocho. Asterisk.
Asterisk?
Yep.
A-S-T-E-R-I-K.
A-S-T-E-R-I-S-K. Asterisk.
Fuck.
How about this one? This.
Hey, Ash back there laughing loud as hell. All right, here we go, chat. Here we go. I got y'all boys on this one.
Defibrillator. Defibrillator.
Defibrillator. Hey, I can ask you a question?
Sure.
Can you use it in a sentence?
The doctor used the defibrillators to bring the man back to life.
Defibrillator. Now, I'm scared if it's, I don't know if it's D-I or D-E. I know how to spell defibrillator, but the beginning is that's the tricky part because it could trip me up.
Okay.
As soon as I say something, you're gonna be like, oh no, you already spelled it. So the defibrillator could be D-E or D-I. And it's a word I've never used before, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Defibrillator. 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 I'm trying to think of other words. Defibrillator. Can you just give me a hint? Is it D or a D-I?
You're on the clock.
All right. I'm gonna just throw it out there.
Okay.
Defibrillator. D-E.
Okay.
F-I.
Mm-hmm.
B-U. L-A-T-O-R.
It's D-E-F-I-B-R-I-L-L-A-T-O-R. Defibrillator.
Damn, that shit is, but you got to say it the right way.
I said defibrillator. How about like this that one, Ocho? Ocho went to the restaurant and he ordered Worcestershire or Worcestershire sauce? Worcestershire or Worcestershire?
Mr. What?
Wish.
What the? Come on now. Okay, now you're playing with my top. Now you just said wish. I never heard of that.
You never had
you're telling me to spell something that I've never even heard of. What the hell is Worcestershire? I know the chat don't know either. The chat, y'all better not be laughing because y'all don't know what no goddamn Worcestershire is either.
Worcestershire, WORCESTERSHIRE, Worcestershire.
What the hell is
Worcestershire? Worcestershire.
What is it?
It's a sauce that goes on steak. It's a cook. You can cook with it also.
So how was I supposed to know that?
How about this here? Did you see Finding Nemo?
Not Finding Nemo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anemone.
Oh, Anemone. What? Come on, man. I thought this was, are we supposed to be doing a spelling bee?
I didn't know this until I was watching this special.
Yeah.
And there's a special relationship between the clownfish, which Nemo was,
yeah,
and the
fish.
Anemone. Mm-hmm.
Anemone?
Yep.
Anemone. I don't like our spelling bee because you start off with hard stuff right off the beginning, and you're supposed to work your way. You're supposed to work your way to the hard, the difficult ones, and you start right hard off the jump. Anemone.
Check this out. Clownfish use their bright colors to lure fish into the anemone, where they are killed by anemone's poison, and is eaten. The clownfish also fertilizes the anemone with its feces, so the clownfish will go in there as also as a protection. So
right.
If something might try to get the clownfish, they go into the anemone. And the anemone is like, thank you, and eat the other fish. It's a great relationship.
Right. Anemone. Anemone. A-N-I.
Close.
A-N-I-I-N.
A-N-E. M-O-N-E, anemone.
Man, come on, man! You cheating with the words, man. Like when you start the spelling bee, the words are easy and they progressively become harder.
Asterisk was the easiest one.
All right, come on, I'm ready. I'm getting this one. What that was my fourth one.
Hold on.
Meek, you coming out the bag with the most difficult questions?
I can't even say that one.
What? Which one? What Ash said? Watch it be something at least I know.
No, we finna give you a word.
What's that?
What about?
Let's go, Ocho. We got to do this for the people. This is for the people right here. Shit. It's for y'all. I'm telling you, chat, it's for you. If I get this one right, like, you, this is how much this means so much to me.
The word is omnipotent.
What?
Omnipotent. Godly, all-knowing.
Who?
Omnipotent.
Omnipotent? Can you use it in a sentence, please?
God is the omnipotent one.
Omnipotent. Omni the Hellcat. He got in trouble with the feds, so that's O-M-N-I. Potent. P-O-T-E-N-T. Omnipotent. Omni the Hellcat. P-O-N-T. O-M-N-I-P-O-N-T. If that ain't right, I don't care. I don't care.
Nope.
Y'all cheating.
O-M-N-I-P-T-E-N-T. Omnipotent.
All right. I'm done. See, you know, tonight just wasn't my night, man. This is like I go out there for the Bengals one day and in one game I have three for 28. That's what tonight was. I had a three for 28 game, man.
Okay. Now it's time for your revenge. I know your
damn,
you love
man.
This.
Come
it's
on,
time
man.
For Dunk on Unk.
Chad, I apologize, Chad. Chad, I apologize, man. I apologize, man. Tonight wasn't my night, man. I was 0 for 5. I was 0 for 5, huh?
Yep.
God damn, that's bad. Shit. I know they laughing, but I know they couldn't spell it either. So, all right, here we go. Here we go. Come on. Come on, Ocho. Woo! Question number one, Dunk on Unk trivia. Aaron Rodgers made news recently saying that he thought his Achilles injury last season would end his career.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Jets quarterbacks, only one of them has thrown 30 or more touchdowns in a season. Who is that quarterback?
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Come on now.
It's one or two. I'm just going to take.
Who you got?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Ah, God, that's bullshit. Ah! Somebody gave you the ass over here, man.
Don't you cheat, man. You ain't know that, man. That's not fair. Man, somebody give you the answers over there, man. Nah, man, you ain't know that, man. Right?
Why you trying to do that? The computer.
Nah, the computer. Ain't no data, nothing, man. Nah, man, you cheating, man. Ryan Fitzpatrick threw 31 touchdowns in the 2015 season, most in Jets franchise history. There's no way you remember that from way back then when Fitz was there, man.
That's it.
That computer. Once that computer start rebooting.
Hey, the chat, man.
Ocho.
Nah,
you remember
man.
That last word? Omnipotent.
I spelled it right too.
It's called all knowing. The omnipotent one.
Okay. All right. Question number two. And this question is probably arguably the greatest quarterback to ever play the game outside of Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. So you ready?
Okay. Yep.
Joe Burrow recently said the Bengals are built to beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes.
Besides the Chiefs, there's only one team Patrick Mahomes has never defeated in the regular season. He's 0-2 against his AFC team. Who is it?
In the regular season. The Tennessee Titans.
That answer is absolutely not correct. It is the Indianapolis Colts who Patrick Mahomes is 0-2 against. Okay, 1-1.
Have you ever beaten Tennessee in the regular season?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Question number three. Only one running back in the NFL has rushed for 1,000 yards or more in the last three seasons. Name that running back. Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh.
Only one running back in the NFL has rushed for 1,000 yards or more in the last three seasons. Name that running back.
Ooh-wee.
That's a good one. There ain't no way in hell you get this one right. If you get this one right, I know somebody over there helping you.
Oh, 1,000.
The last three seasons. Chat, we got him on the rope, chat.
You got him on the ropes. Okay, no Bronco.
And while you're sitting there thinking about that, Mahomes is 1-2 against the Titans, FYI.
Najee Harris. Don't do that to me, Ocho. I mean, you got to look on your face like I got it right. Did I get it right, Ocho?
Man, you just pulling names. Man, you cheating, man. Hey, chat. Chat, come on, chat. Listen, chat, I know y'all can attest to this. There's no way. There's no way he knew that Jets answer and he knew goddamn Najee Harris had 1,000 yards in the last three seasons. Come on, chat, man. Y'all got to help me out, man.
Oh, shit. Boy,
chat. Nah, man. Something ain't right, man. All right, number four. Nah, man. Here we go. Number four. The most pass attempts by a quarterback in a regular season game is 70. It happened during the 1994 season. Which quarterback holds that record? Hint, he played at Washington State.
Drew Bledsoe. He did that against Dan Marino opening day.
So technically, okay. Drew Bledsoe attempted 70 passes in a win versus the Vikings in 1994. 70? Damn, in 94? Did they even have a running back?
That's Ben Coates. That's when, what did he do that opening day? Him and Dan had a shootout opening day because Dan had just come back off that ACL, that Achilles injury in 93. Hmm. You should have remembered that.
Yeah. And you ate. You know what? All right, here we go. Here we go. Last question. Last question. You four.
I'm three for four.
Damn,
let's make it,
man.
Four for five. Let's make it four for five.
Here we go. Guess the player. I have gained over 12,000 receiving yards, which is the most all time for a particular franchise. I was drafted by the Dallas Cowboys in the 1992 NFL draft. Who am I?
1992.
Yeah. I have over 12,000 yards, which is most all time for a particular franchise. But I was drafted by the Dallas Cowboys in the 1992 NFL draft.
Mm-hmm. It ain't Playmaker. Playmaker came out with my brother in 88.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not that can't be the most receiving yards, because what you call him, got the most receiving yards for the Cowboys. I would assume Jason Witten with all those damn catches he got. The 1992 draft, wide receiver.
But he has 12,000 yards, which is most by a particular franchise. Not saying it's the Cowboys franchise, but he would just draft it there.
Oh. See, you got me thinking. Oh, I know who it is now. Give me a hint. Did he go to Jackson State?
Oh, I don't know. I ain't giving you all that now. I gave you as many hints.
All I'm going to say is right here. He the greatest route runner in NFL history. I'm going to leave it at that. Okay, let me ask you this. Did he play for the Jags?
Hey, man, I ain't playing no more. I ain't playing no more.
Okay, Ojo. Okay, I quit. I quit, Ojo. I quit.
Man, you be cheating, man.
Ocho, you be trying to stump me, man. Why you be trying to stump me?
You cheated me.
I give you easy words to spell. You took my guess the player.
You gave me easy what?
Asterisk,
man,
was the easy.
My whole chat didn't know none of them words. The whole chat didn't know none of them words.
What about asterisk?
Who?
Asterisk.
I spelled it right. It's two ways to spell it.
No, it ain't.
Maybe cheating.
Okay, Ocho. It's time for our last segment of the night, and it's called Q&A.
Oh, man. Hey, nah, they cheating, man. Unc be cheating, man. Somebody in there helping you.
Man, they don't be knowing.
Nah, man. Somebody in there helping. Where Ash at, man? Somebody, you got a computer.
Over here in the cut.
You got somebody. You got something, like some type of contraption right there below you or something. I don't know what's going on. Something ain't right.
No, it's up here. That's what you neck contraction.
Nah, it ain't. Nah.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Wednesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
David Bell asks, what is Ash's reaction when these night camp after dark come up? The crying emojis. Tonight, she didn't even tell me because she's like, you hear a laugh, she like, I'm just gonna wait. I'm like, Lord, have mercy. Wise guys, you guys mean more than you know to the culture. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. Deshaun Thomas, what's up, Uncle Ocho? Question, if you guys didn't play sports, what could you see yourself doing, or did it get to the success you are now? And Ocho, Memphis barbecue is coming to your city soon. And Unc, that cognac is the best. Kashawn, appreciate that. I was going to be a lawyer.
You're going to be a lawyer? Mm-hmm. If you ain't make it? Mm-hmm. I like that. Well, honestly, all joke, I know I play around a lot. Obviously, I've said this many times on the show. If I did not make it to the NFL, I would have been a veterinarian. And if I got the opportunity as far as going back to school and become a marine biologist, that's what I would have done. But veterinarian off rip, easy.
Send my dog to you. Tyson said, hey, Unc, I'm a big fan. Nobody can do it like you. My favorite video of you is when you brought the goat mask on Undisputed. Much love, Ocho. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I need to find Ash supposed to be finding me another goat mask.
What happened to the other one?
Oh, he like when I brought a live goat, the actual goat. Oh.
You brought a real goat on there?
Yeah, I did. What's up, Shannon Ocho? I would like for you to guys wish my wife a happy 57th birthday, Nichelle Warren Floyd, SSU alum, and tell Ocho that he doesn't want any of these problems. Leo really said that. Ain't Leo. Leo, that you? Happy birthday, Nichelle. Savannah State alum. Unbelievable. Man, I need happy to reach birthday. Out. I'm going to get some. Go ahead, Ocho.
Happy birthday. That's Leo? That's your Leo?
That's what he say. You don't want these problems. You don't want none, Ocho.
Hey,
we gonna root.
I am
tonight.
Leo. Hey, well, when you told that story, boy, that shit, that was the funniest thing, boy. Oh my goodness, that was the funniest thing.
Kathleen and Benson, you both long-term Colorado, Ohio, long way. You both played a long time in Colorado and Ohio, long way from home. What are the things you learned to love out there? So, what did you love about being in Ohio and Cincinnati? Listen,
For one, the people in Cincinnati were really, really good to me. Really, all bullshit, all jokes aside, they were really good to me through the good and the bad. They were really good to me. The city was dope. It was really obviously it's the Midwest. You would think it wasn't fun, but it was a good changer for me, so I could remain focused. Coming out, leaving the big city in Miami, yeah. Obviously being in Cincinnati, it was perfect. It was stuff you can do, but it was just enough to where I could still lock in and stay tuned in mm-hmm. to what the main goal. I kept the main goal at the end of the day. What else? The food. The food was good. Starline, Ghost. God, how you say it? Is it Gold Line? How you say it? Gold Star. Damn, how you call it?
Porn
the chili. The chili.
Oh, yeah. You talking about the chili dogs with cheese?
Yeah. But I'm trying to say the name of the restaurant or the place. I can't remember. Listen, I hit my McDonald's there. I hit my Waffle House right in Kentucky, in Covington. They're right next door to each other. Jeff Ruby's Steakhouse in Cincinnati. All the restaurants that Jeff Ruby has, phenomenal. I fell in love with those. Skating. I used to love skating. Skating became a routine of mine. Gold Star and Skyline. I don't know why I slipped my mind like that. Jeff Ruby Steakhouse, skating was a routine of mine after every home game. If I'm not mistaken, I think the session was 7 to 11, if I'm not mistaken. And what else I really love about Cincinnati? Yeah, that's pretty much it, man. But the people was good.
People was great. It's a football town. They're crazy about their Broncos. Look, they've had success with the Avalanche, has won a couple of Stanley Cups. I think they won 3 Stanley Cups. The Nuggets won the championship last year, but Colorado is still a football town. The Rockies were great, but the people, the fans were unbelievable. Scenic, picturesque, it's like a postcard. It's like a hallmark. I mean, sometimes when the lights snow and, man, it's a Colorado is scenic, it's picturesque. I mean, you couldn't ask if you're outdoorsy. Mm-hmm. You won't find any better than Colorado. But the football fans were great. I ain't never had a problem with anybody there. They love their Broncos, and they love their players that they know that play hard and give back to the game. And when they show up, you know, 77,000 people showing up in Old Mile High was rocking. I'm talking about rocking. And when we did, hey, that South End Zone.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing like scoring a touchdown and running to that South End Zone. It was, I mean, the stadium was electric, but that South End Zone was where it was at. And man, I couldn't got drafted to a better city, a better team. It was whoo.
That's live.
Lainey Ray said, what are your two top favorite TV theme songs of all time?
Good times.
You can Good Times, the Jeffersons.
Good Times, Jefferson. Moving on up.
Fred Sanford, the Sanford and Son.
Doo 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 doo. Yeah. That's a good. What's happening?
Yeah.
Doo 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 doo. Yep. I don't want to sing it. I can't get in trouble. What about Three's Company? You remember Three's Company?
Yeah.
Three's Company. That's a good one.
You know what I like? Law and Order. It's been on for so long.
That's a good one.
Law and Order.
That's a good one. I know this is more so new, even though it was a Netflix series.
Yeah.
It's my ringtone on my phone. Narcos.
Really?
Yeah, it's my ringtone on my phone. Can you get in trouble for that? Mm-hmm. You hear it? You hear that, Uncle? No.
No.
You can't hear that?
That's what mine says.
What?
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Oh, man. Oh, somebody said different world.
Yep.
Simpsons.
Different World, Living Single.
I don't remember the theme song for Living Single when it comes on.
I mean, that was, man, it was like, man, that was, man. That, I guess we done got busy now, but going home and sitting down and watching sitcoms, that was right. A thing.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody rushed home to watch Martin, and you watch Living Single, and you watch, you know, The Real World, you know, those shows like that, A Different World. Ooh. Yeah, you rushed home to watch The Real World. That was the first reality television on MTV.
Real World was first?
Yeah. Real World kicked it off. Man, you remember Puck, old nasty Puck? Wasn't that his name?
I don't think I watched Real World.
Yeah, Real World was first, and then came Survivor.
Damn, Survivor been going that long?
Yeah.
Shit. Mm-hmm. I want to do that one time. I want to do Survivor or one of them game shows you gotta, they push you out there in the middle of nowhere and you gotta survive.
Naked and Afraid.
I mean, I could do that too, but just. I want like different challenges that most people would be scared of, you know, climbing, you know, being scared of heights or jumping.
Well,
out
you need
of
to
plane.
Go on that thing with Bear Grylls. Isn't that something you need to go out there with him?
Bear Grylls, what's that?
What's the name of his show? As you're looking it up.
Bear Grylls. He not out there hunting bears or nothing like that, is he?
Nah, he's a survivalist.
Oh, okay.
Running Wild with Bear Grylls.
Hmm. I like that. That'd be fun. Anything
yeah, it used
outdoor-
to be called Man vs. Wild, yeah.
Okay, anything having to do with the outdoors
yeah,
would be fun for me. It would be a new experience, obviously, but me being from the city, anything... Country and outdoors would be dope.
Alex Sandoval said, Ocho Man, I was just watching BMS Blue Mountain State. Before this, I almost spat my drink out when you popped up next to Than.
Yeah.
What is it like working with such a legendary show? Love Nightcap. Been here since week one.
It was fun. It was fun. Obviously, doing Blue Mountain State and some other things I've had the opportunity to do in front of, I like to call the big screen. It was fun. It was exciting. I would love to do more work like that. And just when it comes to filming, I just don't like to hurry up and wait. I hate that part. I want to come in, I want to work, I want to film, and I want to go home. And it just doesn't work that way. There's a lot of waiting around. There's a lot of sitting around.
Oh, a lot of downtime.
Yeah, a lot of downtime. And it's just, that's why I don't think being an actor is for me.
Yep.
That's pretty much it. But the people I work with, Thad and everyone else that was there and all the other things that I've done as far as cameos are concerned on TV have been phenomenal.
As a military, Check O said, as a military veteran, times get hard and I appreciate y'all bringing a smile to many people. Salute, gentlemen. Thank you for your service.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. David Taylor said, Ocho, PSG or Barca tomorrow in the Champions League?
Ooh, it's going to be a good one, boy. Hey, listen, it's going to be a good one. I'm not sure. And I think... Isn't PSG ahead on aggregate 2-1 or am I tripping? I'm not sure. It's gonna
he
be
said,
a good
which
game.
One you like.
Oh, that's what he wanted to know.
That's what he wanted to know.
Shit, I could care less though. I don't care about PSG. I don't care about
pick
Barcelona.
One.
Oh, you want me to pick one? I'm saying Mbappe, PSG.
All right, Alex C, what's good, Uncle Ocho? Please wish my girlfriend Kirsten a happy birthday. Thank you. Happy birthday, Kirsten.
Happy
Alex
birthday.
Wanted us to wish you a happy birthday, happy, do happy you? Birthday, and many, many more to come.
Happy
Kristen
birthday.
Kristen Ochoa. Hey, Uncle Ocho, I'm 22 years old that loved watching being inspired by Nightcap. Moving away from home for the first time, wish me luck. P.S. I've been DMing Nightcap and Ocho about making software. Congratulations. Big step. Taking a big step forward. Entering into the realm of adulthood. Mm-hmm. Going away from home. Being out on your own. Being able to make your own decisions, pay your own bills. That's a big step. Congratulations. Ace said, yo, who guys got this weekend, Haney or Garcia? Also, Ocho, do you want your head combed and undisputed? You pick the division. What is it? That's right.
You
right.
About Undisputed is the boxing game.
Yeah.
Boxing game on PC. Whenever you want to lose, la homie, you come on, you know, send me a DM.
Oh, the fight is this weekend with Haney and Garcia? Who you got?
What? Who fight this weekend?
Devin Haney and Garcia. Ryan Garcia.
Oh, that's going to be a good one, boy. Who you got?
Man, Garcia been tripping, though, man. I don't know what's going on with him.
What do you mean? Oh, what, about
them tweets and all that stuff, man. He been on one, bro.
You don't think that might be like a little tactic, a little trick, make him think he not focused?
No.
No.
Who you got?
I like Haney. Yeah, Haney's the more polished fighter.
Man, Haney. I mean, Garcia got to stop swinging for the fences. He leaves himself open. That's how. What you call him? Caught him.
Caught him. Yeah, you got to take it slow. Take your time. That's all. I mean, shit. Ryan Garcia over there with Derrick James. He should be fine this time.
Okay. Dr. Frank Air Bellamy said, met Sterling today. He was super nice and signed my shirt. I know he told me. He sent me a text. Jabbar Perk said, hi, Uncle Ocho. Wanted to take a moment and say thank you for giving me the drive. Always pursue greater. I now work at a law firm and will pay for my law school. You all inspire. You are inspiration. Thank you. Thank you, God. Hey, bro, that's awesome. That's unbelievable that seemingly you work in a law firm, so probably that's your lifelong aspiration is to be a lawyer. And for you going there, they're going to pay for law school?
Yeah, let me know if they hire you, too.
Bro, look here. You in school, y'all didn't do well, bro. Come on now. It's over.
Who that?
You.
Why? What you talking about? I graduated with honors.
Did you?
Yes. Show did. You can look it up. You can Google it.
Honor reward, Marriott or something. A hotel pro. Thank you, guys. Please make sure you hit that like button. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button. And thank you guys again for helping us reach 1.2 million subs. Please, please make sure you guys subscribe to the Nightcap podcast feed. You can also listen through us to Club Shay Shay, but we would appreciate it if you subscribed and listened through the Nightcap podcast feed. Thank you guys for selling out Shea by LaPortier. But more importantly, thank you for your patience as we try to do everything we possibly can to get you your order in a timely, timely manner. Please, guys, make sure you go out and vote for the Webby Awards. We are nominated for Best Sports Podcast, the Webby Awards, Best Sports Podcast. The voting ends Thursday at midnight. The link is pinned at the chat, at the top of the chat. And so far, guys, you've been doing lights out and we're in first. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Nightcap. I am your favorite unk, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85, route runner extraordinaire, Bengals Ring of Fame honoree, Pro Bowler, all pro, all the way from Liberty City, Mr. Rail Rosado, Chad Ochocinco Johnson. We're out. See you. Oh.
Thursday.
Wednesday. I'll see you Thursday.
I'm going to be in the chat Wednesday. I'm going to be in the chat.
Huh?
Y'all be ignoring me.
Oh, actually, we're going to come up. We're going to be off on Wednesday, but we're coming on Tuesday because of the Lakers and the Lakers play the
playoffs. Pelicans.
Yes. So we're back tomorrow night. Gil and I are back tomorrow night to break down the Lakers, Pelicans, and the Sacramento Kings and the Golden State Warriors. And then you and I are back on a normal schedule on Thursday. Okay. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Nightcap. We're out.
I'm going to be in the chat tomorrow.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.